At the practice field at Risky Field. So let's go to the phones and talk with the first-year head coach for the Indians. Mike, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
We're doing well. Trying to get another one in before the first game, but we're doing well.
I tell you what, it's always fun when a new season opens up and you're at a new place, but it's a familiar one. Now that we're, 2 days away from kicking off the 2018 season, what are the feelings like for you coaching at your alma mater now?
I mean, it's definitely come full circle. You know, I remember our first parent meeting, and honestly, I hadn't been nervous for a football meeting in 20 years, and there was a lot of flood of emotions just walking into the field house and different things like that. But, I'm at a point right now between, the kids buying in and the support of the parents just in some of the things we've done. I feel like I'm, back home. So it's come full circle, and we're excited about Friday.
I know one thing the last few years, numbers has been an issue. Were you able to get numbers that you thought were adequate for what you wanted to do, or is it still kind of a work in progress as well?
I'd say it's still a work in progress, honestly. I mean, but this time, I don't know. Sometimes you just end up with classes for whatever reason that have lower numbers, and really right now our junior classes, their numbers are a little bit lower than I would like. But other than that, the other three classes for a school this size are, I think, fairly good. I mean, the reality is it's a fine line, does 140 kids make my program better, or do I just have 140 kids? And so I don't get too caught up in numbers overall, I think as long as you don't have two low numbered classes in a row, you can generally survive that. So, we're coaching the kids that are here and want to be here, and we're excited about that piece of it. So,
you were telling me before we came on about how you were able to get some two-a-day practices in there prior to the start of the season, which is something that you didn't get to do down in Colorado. How beneficial was that for you guys, with such a quick start from your first practices till the first game?
It was really big, especially because obviously getting a later start, in May, kind of getting announced as a head coach, that's a late time to be putting out your calendar of, this is when we're lifting, this is when we're going to camp, sort of thing. So we were a little bit hit and miss. I mean, overall, I feel like the kids that were around worked hard and did good things. But at the same point, we had probably more missing than I'm used to for, the weight room at team camp, some of that stuff. And so, to have those extra 2 weeks was really big to get everybody kind of caught back up. And I feel like we are. We had some unique things to Wyoming, which not only do I, appreciate but accept, are things like the fair. I didn't have to deal with that in Colorado overall. It's still a big thing here. And so, we were still battling, a few kids here and there at the fair. And then obviously with post-6 run, we had a couple of kids that we didn't get back till the second week of two-a-day started. So, but that's, to me, that's the things that make Wyoming unique, and we worked through it, and the kids are ready to roll.
Well, and you mentioned the post-6 run. Obviously, we're missing your starting quarterback Dawson McCleary and receiver Nico Vite, who were up in Montana with post-6. And when I was talking to Dawson the other day, he mentioned that he was able to drop in a handful of times in the summer while you were working out. But when they had downtime up in Missoula, that he and Nico had their noses in the playbook and they were working over it with each other and that sort of thing. Were those two kind of able to come in and pick up and fit in right away, or did it take a couple of days before they kind of figured things out?
I think overall they've done a great job of picking up. I'd speak to Dawson in particular, and that's probably the one I was more worried about, just because, it is what it is. He's a field general out there, and with what we do, if he doesn't know what's going on, man, it makes everything else look a lot different. And I thought he's done a great job. And part of that was he made a good commitment in the summer to, early in the week. So they did a lot of those tournaments. So we'd get him kind of a Monday, Tuesday type of thing. And he would get with us, came to a couple days of at least the practice part of camp. And so I feel like he's, at least knowledge wise, probably where I definitely feel like he's ready to go. I think, throwing a baseball and spinning a football, as much as they're similar, they're very different. So I think just timing, that's probably the thing that, you know, but we're not going to know till Friday where that's at, you know, because much of our offense is based off that that timing aspect. So, you know, we'll you know, our scrimmage the other day, you know, he kind of went from rusty on Monday to kind of game time Dawson on Friday, and he looked pretty darn good. So, and, you know, and Nico, you know, is picking it up more and more each day. So, yep, they both did a great job.
We are talking to first-year Central head football coach Mike Apodaca here on the Sports Zone. Mike, Jeremiah had a nice story on you guys on the offensive line in today's paper. What about this offensive line have you liked from, you know, their work ethic on and off the field and now that practices has started?
You know, you hit the nail on the head. The work ethic stood out from the, you know, first time I'd gotten with a couple guys before, you know, even I got my coaching staff together that were kind of in the know or were on the coaching staff. And, you know, it definitely, you know, a comfort zone was that we were bringing so many linemen back. And honestly, that can be a good and bad thing, right? You know, especially after you have a year where you struggle. But these kids' work ethic, that group of seniors in particular has been outstanding. They have definitely led the team all summer, both in the weight room at camp, skills sessions. They've been great, and so I'm really excited, you know, for them. And I told Jeremiah the other day that, you know, the several of those kids have a lot of game time stuff under their belt, which is a good thing. You know, they were probably forced to play earlier than they were ready for a couple of years ago, but hopefully that'll, you know, be a positive for us now.
How have the players adapted to the style of football you want to play? Has it been a pretty seamless transition, or is that been the biggest part, terminology, learning the philosophies you want?
I think terminology was definitely probably the biggest thing. It always will be. But, I think it's funny that sometimes it's coaches, sometimes it could be media, whatever, probably make, you know, counters counter, traps trap, leads lead, you know, toss mm-hmm. is toss, you know what I mean? A hitch is a hitch. So, you know, we didn't reinvent anything over here. How we present it might look a little bit different, and, you know, hopefully we'll play to our strengths and those sorts of things. But, you know, they ran counter last year, so, you know, pretty much blocked the same. And so those sorts of things, we, you know, cleaned up some fundamental skill things that we think are necessary to do things right. But in general, they've just, you know, kids are resilient, and that's the beauty of it. And we talked about that. You know, you guys, you're the one group of people that you didn't get to choose, you know, what you got, you know what I mean? And we own that, you know, it's our job to make sure they are comfortable as coaches, and we're bringing them along at the pace that they're ready for, and they've done a great job.
You know, with Nico Vitae and Blaine Dilley and Ty Langley, you know, Dawson McCleary obviously has kids he can throw the ball to, but one position you guys have to replace is a 1,000-yard rusher. You know, who are we looking at right now as your starting running back?
Boy, Jeremiah, that's, you know, very great question, because I was talking again to somebody today, and, you know, when I started actually talking about it, it was like, holy cow, that I'm not sure that anybody that's going to run the ball on Friday night has a varsity carry for sure under their belt. But on the flip side of that, Kobe Goosen is going to be our starting running back on Friday night, and I'm extremely excited about him. He's you know, I don't have enough, but I mean, he's got legit speed, and he's a tough physical kid, and he's a good size kid. You know, he's probably 6'1", you know, 180 type of kid, and he's just kind of been a kid that's been a little bit in and out of the program, part of it his doing, you know, some of those sorts of things that just happen when kids are trying to figure things out. You know, we've got him around, you know, really all summer, and really excited about what he's doing. So he'll hopefully be our bell cow. You know, with that, Hayden George, Jonathan Vroman, Carter Lobatos are all kids that we feel, you know, more than comfortable, you know, doing it with. And so, you know, we really feel good about that position, even though, like I said, you know, I don't know that anybody's taking a handoff under the lights yet. So, I guess we'll see Friday night.
No doubt. Speaking of Friday night, you open up against Thunder Basin. How much have you studied, you know, they've only been existent in 1 year, but I know there's film out on them. How much have you studied the Bolts and what they do, and for that matter, any of the Wyoming teams since you've been around at Central?
You know, the coaching staff did a great job all summer, you know, just in their commitment to not just showing up on August 6th and, all right, let's get this figured out. So we've put a ton of time in as a staff and reviewed film of pretty much everybody. And so I think overall, I got a good feel of what's out there in terms of what people run and what they do, sort of thing. And I think Thunder Basin, you know, is a lot like us, to be honest with you. You know, we got a reputation down in Colorado of kind of being some air raid type team, and the reality is we really weren't. You know, I hope we're just efficient at it. You know, I'd like to be balanced, kind of a 60-40 thing, and you know, kind of take what they give you. And I do think from seeing it, I think I'm less afraid, for lack of a better word, to maybe put the ball in the air. But it's practice, so it's what we do, sort of thing. But outside of, from what I've seen on field, maybe a Rock Springs and maybe a South, it seems like everybody out here is running a spread type of offense. So, you know, I think you'll see a lot of similarities. And again, maybe how you present it is different, and how well your kids execute it is probably what it'll come down to.
Good stuff. Mike, we appreciate the time. Best of luck Friday night against Thunder Basin, and we'll see you up in Sheridan next Friday. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You bet.